الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله نويت سنة الاعتكاف The Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, summary of hadith mubarakah is, whoever recites durood upon me one time, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala showers his blessings upon him 10 times. So we should make intention that inshallah azza wa jal, we should recite Durood-e-Pak every day in a particular numbers upon the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, because the deed which is less, but if a person he does continuously, it has more benefits, more rewards as compared to that act a person he does in abundance, but sometimes he does and sometimes he doesn't do. So if we will make our mind, if we will make our intention that in such numbers I will recite Durood-e-Pak, so inshallah azza wa jal, we will be able to make our habit. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. My dear Islam brothers and the viewers of Madani channel, in Islam the importance of niyyat, the intention, it is very much, very necessary. And also for a Muslim, it is very important that he must know, whenever I do anything, whenever I worship Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, whatever the act I do, there should be a good intention. Because there are basically two types of acts. One kind of our acts, those are dependable on the niyyat, on the intention. If there will be niyyat, that act will be permissible. It will be acceptable. And if there will be no intention, so without intention, that act cannot be performed. For example, namaz, salah. To make the intention, what type of salah I am going to perform? It is shart, condition. If a person he perform namaz but without the intention, so his salah will not be permissible, his salat will not be valid. And there are some acts, even the niyyat is not compulsory for that act. It is not the basic condition of that work. But if we will make the intention, then we will be rewarded. And if we will not make any intention to gain the sawab, to have the reward, to please Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, even that act will be valid, but there will be no sawab for that person. The example of this kind of acts is wuzu. In the Ahnaf, according to the Ahnaf, according to Imam Azam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi ta'ala, intention in wuzu, it is not farz or wajib. If a person, he does wuzu, he performs wuzu without any intention, but he completes the all faraiz of wuzu, so his wuzu will be valid. But there will be no sawab for him. Because in these kind of acts, intention, the niyat is necessary. So, it is a very basic thing, and alhamdulillah, in our Madani environment, if you watch Madani channel, if you listen the bayanat of Amir Ahle Sunnat, other Muballighin, so many times you can see that in the beginning of every bayan, in the beginning, in the starting of Madani Muzakara, Amir Ahle Sunnat Damat Barakatuhum Al-Aliya, his habit is that he makes the intentions. And also he explained the intentions to the viewers that why you are listening this bayan, why are you in this ijtama. So the importance of intention, because Amir Ahle Sunnat Damat Barakatuhum Al-Aliya, he knows. So he tells us about that. I would like to share a very beautiful hadith paak. Inshallah Azza wa Jal, after that I will explain some incidents, some basic rules and some other things about this topic. Hadith paak is narrated by Sayyiduna Farooq-e-Azam radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. In many books of ahadith, this hadith paak can be found. He said, Samitu Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, that I heard Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, he was saying, Innamal a'malu bin niyyat. All the acts, all the deeds are based upon niyyat, intention. وَإِنَّمَا لِكُلِّ امْرِئٍ مَّا نَوَى. And for a person, for a man, for a woman, is that for what he made intention. فَمَنْ كَانَتْ هِجْرَتُهُ إِلَىٰ دُنْيَا يُصِيبُهَا. Whoever made the intention in hijrat, in migration, towards wealth of dunya, towards any worldly thing, yusibuha, he will get that thing. Aw imra'atin yankihuha. Or whoever made the intention for migration to marry any woman, yankihuha, he will marry her. Fahijratuhu ila ma hajara ilayhi. So his migration will be considered for that thing for what he made the intention. A little bit explanation about this hadith paak. These sayings were said by the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam when Sahaba-e-Karam Ali Muridwan, they migrated from Makkah towards Medina. Very famous and very big incident in the history of Islam this is. So some of the people, among them, they migrated to have any wealth. And one of them, he migrated from Makkah to Medina, but his intention was, there was a lady and he wanted to marry her. So the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam explained very clearly, even to migrate hijrat, and especially the hijrat of Medina, the migration towards Medina, it was a very, very big act, very important incident of Islam took place. They were be rewarded in abundance, but even in that incident, Sarkar sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said, if a person he is migrating to please Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, or he is making migration to please his Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, so his hijrat will be considered for Allah and his Rasul. And if a person he is migrating, he is also leaving Makkah, he is also leaving his native home, he is also leaving many things, he had to make a big number of sacrifices, but because the intention wasn't there, so he will not be rewarded. So we can understand, whenever we are going to do any act, before that act, the good intention is how much important. And I want to share an example with you, that if a person he does a big number of worships every day, he wakes up early in the morning, he performs tahajjud, after that he performs namaz, he goes to bazaar, he earns, he meets with the Muslims, he pay regards to the Muslims, he comes back to the home, he serves his family, he performs 5-time prayer, he does sadaqah in the way of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, he is ba-akhlaq, he has good behaviors with the Muslims, many things he does, but if there is no good intention to please Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, nothing will be for him on the day of judgment. Like, you can understand with the example, there is a milkman who gets the milk from the cows, from the buffaloes, whatever he has. Whenever he gets the milk, he put in a big pot, and he does this work from the morning till the night. The whole day he works. His intention is, when I will collect a big amount of milk, then I will go to bazaar, go to the wholesale market, and I will sell that milk and I will earn a lot. The whole day he did the work. When he went to take the milk and to sell the milk in the market, he came to know that he made a very big mistake. What was the mistake? Even he did all the works up to date in a nice way. He got the milk, he put the milk in a very beautiful pot, but there was a hole at the bottom. Whatever he put in the pot, that was wasted. So what will be happen at the time when he was thinking that now is the time to earn, I'm going to sell this milk, I did a big job, whole day I worked very hard. But when he came to know that at the bottom there was a hole, the whole milk whatever he gathered, it was wasted. What will be happen with that person? My dear Islam brothers, if we don't have the knowledge of good intentions, if we are working day and night, even we are successful to worship Allah tabarak wa ta'ala from the morning till night, and the concept is there, I am performing namaz, I am performing wuzu, I am reciting Holy Quran, I'm spending my money, my wealth in the way of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. On the day of judgment, I will be rewarded. But when a person, he will come on the day of judgment, and he will be thinking that today is the day of reward, I will earn a lot. But when he will come to know that the whole deed, whatever I did in my whole life, due to bad intention, due to the intention to show off the works, show off the activities, show off the worship, Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala say that a person, you did the whole worships to show off, to show the people how pious you were in the world, so there is no reward for you. So what will be the condition of that person? So my dear Islam brothers and the viewers of Madani channel, it is a very compulsory and basic knowledge we have to get. Normally we do many good things, but there is no good intention. I would like to share a very beautiful incident, and each and every Islamic brother who is here, he should examine himself. I am worshipping Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. So what are the deeds? What are the intentions? Why I am worshipping? If there is any good intention or not. Once, a Buzurg, our holy saints, one of them, he delivered a bayan among the thousand of the people. When he finished his bayan, he was a very big alim, very famous muqarrir, very famous lecturer. When he finished his bayan and the people, they went away, a person, a poor person, he came to him. The signs of traveling were being shown upon him. He said, "Oh, Allama Sahab, I got late. I came from a very far place. I got late. I wanted to attend your bayan. I wanted to listen your speech. But I got late." That Buzurg Rahmatullahi Ta'ala, he said, "Oh person, don't worry. Oh my brother, you sit." He made him sit in front of him. And that Buzurg Rahmatullahi Ta'ala repeated the whole bayan in the same way what he did among the thousand of the people. When he finished, one of his disciples, he came to him and he said, "Oh Huzur, why you did this?" Was his mistake. He came later. This was his mistake. "Why you repeated your whole bayan? You was also got tired at that time. Why you did this?" What was the reply of that Buzurg Rahmatullahi Ta'ala? If this reply will remain in our minds, we can say we have gotten a lot. What was the reply of that Buzurg Rahmatullahi Ta'ala? He replied to that disciple, "Oh my disciple, oh my lover, why are you telling me this thing? When I did the bayan among the thousands of the people, my intention was to please Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. And when I repeated the same bayan in front of a single person, my intention was to please Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. No matter if there are thousands of the people, if there are hundreds of the listeners, or there is one person, my intention was to please Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, to gain the sawab. So the same intention was when I was doing the bayan in front of one person." My dear Islam brothers, this was the status of the thoughts of our pious ancestors. Whenever they do, whenever they speak, whenever they eat, whenever they meet, whenever they go, whenever they sit, whatever they do only to please Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. And what is our condition? Nowadays, first of all, it is very hard for us to do any good, any worship. Even when we became successful to do any worship, any good deed, any virtue, so we have no good intentions. We can examine ourselves when we are performing namaz in front of the Islamic brothers. There are some people, they know us, so we perform maybe for 2 rakat, we will take 5-6 minutes. And when we are alone in the home, there is no person who is watching us, so how much time we will take to perform 2 rakat namaz? Maybe 2 minutes or 1.5. We finish very early. When we are making imamat with the Islamic brothers, so we recite Holy Quran in a very beautiful way. We recite very selected surah. And when we are alone, we recite Surah Kausar, Surah Ikhlas, just small surahs. So why this difference is? If we are performing salah to please Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, so at the both time, in any and every condition, our style, our duration should be the same. Because Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, He is watching us when we are alone or we are in front of the people. But these differences come to us according to the people. My dear Islam brothers, the importance of niyat is too much. Even when a person, he purifies his intention, so very big reward is there. I would like to share another hadith paak. The Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said, the summary of hadith paak is, niyatul mu'mini khayrun min amalihi. The niyat, the intention of a mu'min, it is better than his act. In the explanation of this hadith paak, muhaddisin ikram, ulama ikram, they said, the explanation of this hadith paak is, because if a person, he makes a good intention, so intention is related with our hearts. If I'm making any intention, will you come to know what intention I made? No. Because intention is related with the hearts. Whatever I make intention, it's in my mind, in my heart. Nobody, he come to know what intention I made. But if I'm going to do something, I'm acting upon something, so you can see me, you can watch me, you can know whatever I'm going to do. So when I'm going to do any act, so there is chance of riyakari, to show off. But if I'm making any intention, so there is a very little chance to show off. Because nobody knows that what intention I'm going to make. So due to this difference, ulama-i kiram said, that the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said, niyatul mu'mini khayrun min amali. The intention of a mu'min, intention of a Muslim, it is better than his action. There is another very beautiful narration. The Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said, the summary of hadith paak is, when a Muslim, he makes the good intention of any virtue, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala orders his angels write down one virtue in his name amal. Even he didn't do the act, still he has made the intention. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala orders to write one virtue in his register, in his name amal. And when a Muslim, he practically does that action, so Allah tabarak wa ta'ala orders his angels to write down 10 virtues in his name amal. But how blessings of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala are on the Muslims. When a Muslim, when a person, when a mu'min, when he makes intention of any bad thing, any sin, so Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, he orders, still there is no need to write the sin in his Nama-e-Amal. When a person, he acts upon any sin, when he commits any sin, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala orders to write only one sin in his Nama-e-Amal. So how beautiful the intention of a Muslim is, but we have no time to think about the things. And remember, the intention is before the action. If a person, he did anything in the past, so now he can't make any intention about that thing. Whenever we are going to do anything, so we should think about that thing. Why I am going to do this thing? If you will make your habit to think before going to do any action, so then you will be able to do good intention. And Imam Ahle Sunnat, Ala Hazrat, Mujaddid-e-Din o Millat, Imam Ahmad Raza Khan, Ali Rahmatur Rahman, he wrote in Fatawa Razaviya Sharif, the summary of his aqwal, the summary of his quotes is that it is possible to make more than one intention in a good action. Like, you came here to perform Juma. Okay? Some people, they came from a nearest place, some came from a far place, maybe some of you, they came by vehicles. What was the intention when you left your home? Why are you going to Faizan-e-Madina? To perform Juma. What was the intention to perform Juma? So this is one intention. If any person, he made the intention that I am going to perform Juma, I will be in Masjid, I will spend some time to worship Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. So this is one intention. He will be rewarded. But if a person, he knows, he has the knowledge about the intentions, so he can multiply in his virtues. How he can multiply in his virtues? Imam Ahle Sunnat, Ala Hazrat Rahmatullah Ta'ala, he wrote, if a person, he is going to Masjid, so he can make more than one intention. Like, you can make the intention that while I am going to the Masjid, if there will be any stone, any harmful thing on the way, I will take it away from the way to save my other Muslims. If I will meet any Muslim on the way, I will make salam to him. If there will be any Muslim standing on the way, I will invite him, please come with me to the Masjid. So these all good intentions he can make when he is coming to the Masjid. If there will be a chance, I will spend my money to serve the Masjid. So likewise, if a person, he knows, so Ala Hazrat said, he wrote, he can make 40 intentions while going to the Masjid. So if he did one intention, he will be rewarded as a one act. And if he made many intentions, so even the act is same, the time he has to spend, that will be same. But due to the good intentions, he will be rewarded according to the numbers of intentions he has made. So how beautiful this thing is. You can also make, while coming to the Jumma, after Jumma, I will recite Salatu Salam on Prophet Sallallahu Ta'ala Wasallam. If there will be any Muslim in any problem, I will help him. If some will seek there, I will come to know. So inshallah azawajal, I will go to see him. I will go to visit him. So like these intentions, the act is same. The thing is same. But a person who knows the knowledge of deen, who has the knowledge of intentions, he is able to make more than one intention. So he can do. So my dear Islam brothers, we must have the knowledge of intention. But Be careful. There are some intentions we can make and some intentions we can't make. It will be according to the situation. What are the situations? We can make a good intention there. And what are the situations? We can't make the good intention there. Like for example, I gave in Juma Bayan already. Like a person, he is watching any non-mahram lady. A person, he came, he asked, "Oh man, what are you doing? Why are you watching that lady? She is non-mahram to you." He told, no. I'm watching the beauty of creation of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. So here it won't work. Even he is telling about a good intention, but this is not the place to make this intention. Sharia has forbidden us from this. It is najais, it is guna. We can't watch any namahram aurat, namahram lady. It is not allowed in Islam. So if a person, he makes the good intention here, so this is not the place to make the intention. There are some other places we can make the good intention. Like, for example, if a person, he watches the Holy Quran, so to recite the Quran, to listen the Quran, even to watch the Quran-e-Majid, it is also virtue. If a person, he watches the Holy Quran, this is Kalam of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. These are the holy words of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. To watch the Khan-e-Kaaba Sharif, it is also a very big virtue. So these are the places there we can make the good intention that I am watching Kaabatullah Sharif because this is Kaaba and I will be rewarded. So this is the place we can make. But that is not the place that we can make a good intention. So this is a complete chapter in Islam. This is a complete subject in Islam. We have to learn because without learning we can't do anything. My dear Islam brothers, and the viewers of Madani channel, Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, in the Madani environment of Dawat-e-Islami, these things are also taught very much. Whenever Amir-e-Sunnat he starts his bayan, he explains about the intentions. But the problem with us is, we did not learn this knowledge. So inshallah Azza wa Jal, when we will be in the environment of Dawat-e-Islami, whenever we will be in the company of Ulama-e-Kiram, so we will learn about this very basic and important knowledge. So may Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala give me and you to all tawfiq, the power. Whenever we do anything, there should be the intention to please only Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. So inshallah Azza wa Jal, when our intentions will be purified, so we will be rewarded. And may Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala save us from all the bad intention, from riyakari to show off. So inshallah Azza wa Jal, we will get the sawab in a lot. And very important announcement I want to announce. Alhamdulillah, Dawat-e-Islami has more than 80 departments. In all over the world, Dawat-e-Islami is working in more than 80 departments. Jamiatul Madina is there, Madrasatul Madina is there, Faizan-e-Madina is there, Weekly Istamaat, Dars-e-Faizan-e-Sunnat, Darul Madina, likewise Madani Qafila, Madani Inamat. Among them, a very, very important department is Darul Ifta Ahl-e-Sunnat. What is Darul Ifta Ahl-e-Sunnat? Darul Ifta is the place where Muftiyan-e-Kiram, Ulama-e-Kiram, they sit to serve the people. If you have any inquiry about your any Sharia problem regarding Sharia guidance, you can come, you can sit, you can meet, you can ask your inquiries that this problem I have, what is the solution? I want to start such kind of business, if Sharia allows us or not. This thing I'm going to make, so before starting, I want Sharia guidance. How should this work? So like this, nikah, talaq, namaz, roza, your business, whatever the problem you have, whatever the guidance you need, alhamdulillah, you can come and you can meet physically here in Faizan-e-Madina. Ulama-e-Kiram are there. So they will, inshallah, give you the Sharia guidance. And it is a very, very big opportunity for you people, especially people of the Johannesburg. Because this is the first Darul Ifta, which is established after Pakistan in whole the world. First Darul Ifta is opened in South Africa. And also, many of you sitting here, they can't understand Urdu. Local people, they are. Even our Asians, they are here, the second, the third, the fourth generation. Their children, they can't understand Urdu. So you have the opportunity, if you want to ask the question in English, inshallah, you will be replied in English. You can come physically. You can also ask the questions via email. If you cannot come here, so you can send email to us. And also, if you want to ask the question on mobile phone, so you can ask. I forgot to take the number. Inshallah, today the poster will be put on notice board. And you can meet also after Jummah. So we have number for Darul Ifta. The timings of Darul Ifta is from 10 a.m. till 6 p.m. In this time, you can come here. The break time for namaz and lunch is from 1 to 2. So after that time, you can come physically. You can call and you can send the email. Inshallah, Azawajal, you will be get the reply, Sharia guidance. May Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala bless us with this opportunity, this special department of Darul Ifta Ahle Sunnat. Ameen, bijahin Nabijil Ameen, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.